This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And it's Friday. And as we are wont to do, you know, I like to spend Friday and talk with people if I can, and find out how their week. And the best way I can think of to lead it off is to do a recap of one of the biggest gun blogs out there in internet interwebs world. So I'm joined again by Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns. How are you doing, sir?
Good afternoon, Bill. Good to be with you.
Likewise. I'm glad to have you with me. That everything works out. So, what were the highlights this week for you for The Truth About Guns?
Well, we have some highlights and some lowlights. One of the lowlights was news of a California man who tried to comply with that state's registration laws. As you may know, California required passed a law last year that requires everybody to register their firearms because there was really rampant non-compliance, and they had some technical difficulties too. They had to extend the deadline for that to June. Anyway, a man in Bakersfield tried to do that, went online to the California Department of Justice website, put in information about his guns, and was subsequently raided by police. Exactly. No good deed goes unpunished.
Is like, what was the transgression? Why was he raided by police for? Well, I mean, does that happen a lot in California where they get on the internet and confess to him?
I don't think that happens very often. I think in this case he reportedly had what they're calling an illegally modified gun. We're not clear as to exactly what that is. He apparently also was in possession of two suppressors, which are absolutely illegal in the state of California, because why would anybody want to protect their hearing?
Right.
From what one of our commenters let us know is this man apparently went through a divorce, and to transfer the guns from his wife's name or their joint name to him, they went through an FFL, and that made the firearms that he owned, some of which were ARs, look like they had been acquired after the law was enacted, which means they were no longer grandfathered. That would mean that those guns were illegal. He actually had apparently owned them for a long time before that, but that transaction made it appear as if he had acquired them more recently.
So, do they not have a mechanism to deal with something like that, or is that on purpose?
I have a feeling that that will probably get ironed out, that he'll probably skate on that charge. Where he may really find himself in a ringer is with the possession of silencers, and depending on how he may have modified that one gun, we'll just have to see. I don't know if he maybe converted to a short barrel rifle. He was also had something that the press reports term a multi-burst trigger activator. I don't know what that means.
What?
I don't know if that's I know. I don't know if that's an illegal sear. I don't know if that's a rubber band he was using as a bump fire device. It's not really clear, so hard to comment on that.
A multi-burst what?
Exactly. Multi-burst trigger activator.
Oh. Okay, that's a... I like to think that I learn something new every day, and today is definitely the truth on that one. I saw this today. Is that from today's Truth About Guns?
That is from today. Yeah, just for a few hours ago, we wrote about that.
So we don't know what's up yet. I mean, with California, there's always the California version versus Logic.
To the extent that people get trapped in their Byzantine gun control laws, I think that most of the people in Sacramento think that that's more of a feature than a bug.
Right.
Anything that makes gun owners' lives more difficult is a good thing as far as they're concerned.
That is a... What about the suppressors, though? The question I have about the suppressors, were they there already in California? Did he move in from out of state?
I don't know that. I would expect that maybe he did. He's apparently the owner of a significant-sized farming operation, so I don't know if he maybe lived somewhere else and then moved there. But, again, I don't know that, but because it's hard to believe that he would have been able to acquire suppressors in California. It is strictly illegal there.
Yeah, I mean, it's that part of it is the part that is the big question mark for me, because you wouldn't just be there with suppressors and then... And the other part of it, he sounds like a newbie there. He sounds a lot like Shanine Allen, doesn't he? He's like, hey, how's it going? Sure. I'm a new guy here in California. Just want to get here for the weather. Hey, here's what kind of guns I got. Here's what kind of suppressors I got. Hey, who's this at my door?
Yeah. And now he's facing 12 felony counts and $150,000 in bail.
Wow.
To stay out of jail. Yeah, it's not fun.
Wow. I'm going to tell you what, every time I'm watching the California political scene a little bit, and I'm seeing that the California Democratic runoff political scene that I see out there sort of reminds me of that part of that Skyfall when Javier Bardem is up there talking about how the rats went from eating coconut to being trained to love only and eat only rat, which is sort of the Democratic scene right now, that you know, the rats are eating each other in California, because in their primary system, the top two finishers are who runs off, and they'll be two Democrats eating each other.
Yeah, so they have a jungle primary system. So everybody runs, and the top two go against each other, and that's the way it's constituted now. That's almost inevitably two Democrats.
I see them talk sometimes in California about separating and becoming more than one state. Isn't the biggest, as far as territory-wise, isn't the biggest part of territory in California conservative?
So I hear, and I've seen maps of what those states would look like. Obviously, there's a thin coastal strip that runs from just north of San Francisco down to just south of Los Angeles that would be the proposed state, and that's where a lot of the population and a lot of the left-leaning anti-gun people are concentrated. The inland area and a lot of the area north of San Francisco is much more conservative and much more open to firearms rights. It's apparently relatively easy in some of those counties to get a concealed carry permit. Again, this is a may issue state, so you have to rely on your local law enforcement officer to sign off on your application. And in a lot of those inland areas, that's not a difficult thing to do. They sign off on those things regularly.
But still, even in California, even with that, they still. The last time I saw, is it like there's 50,000 in the entire state, 50,000 concealed carry permits?
I haven't seen that number. I see a number supposedly of 6 million gun owners out of 30-some million people. That may be right. All I know is I talked to one very prominent gun maker at NRA, one of the largest in the country, and they said there is very much a large market for firearms there, that makes it more than worthwhile to make California legal ARs that comply with their weird feature rules and stuff, what a stock has to look like, that type of thing.
that type of thing. We're going to take a moment here. We'll be right back. My guest this hour is Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the Truth About Guns as we do a recap of the week. So we've already got one newbie that just apparently moved to California and forgot to duck. What else have you got, sir?
Well, one of the bigger stories down here this week was Governor Abbott. He had conducted a series of meetings last week following the Santa Fe school shooting, and with the goal of finding out ways to secure schools, make schools safer. And this week he announced some of his proposals, starting off with, number one, hardening school buildings, making them less accessible, having only one or two entrances that I suppose would be certainly locked and or guarded for as students come in and out. They'd be having more police there, encouraging police who aren't RSOs, resource officers, to take their breaks at schools, possibly even providing in larger schools a separate room where they can congregate and fill out their police reports and just be there just in case.
Right.
He wants to create separate alarm systems so that students like the Parkland shooter, who pulled the fire alarm and got people out of some of their rooms, can't do that. So there'll be a separate alarm sound in the case of a school shooting, so that when you hear that, you don't immediately try to leave the room. You, I guess, duck and cover.
Right.
He cover. Wants to encourage, it's already legal for school districts to have their personnel, their teachers, their staff carry firearms. That's up to each individual district. He wants to further encourage that. I'm not clear exactly how that would happen, but to the extent that more of those districts do that, that would be good. The Santa Fe district had approved that, in fact. They just hadn't implemented it yet at the time of the shooting. They want to speed up reporting of prohibited persons to the NICS system to prevent people who are prohibited from purchasing firearms through an FFL, so that shows up on their background checks. Again, that wouldn't have stopped the Santa Fe shooting. It's probably a good thing in general, but it would have done nothing to stop the Santa Fe shooting. There's also a pilot program that's been going on in West Texas for a while, something they're calling the Telemedicine Wellness Intervention Triage and Referral Project, or TWITR for short, something that Texas Tech has been doing. And they're somehow monitoring, I don't know how this works, because this sounds a little Orwellian, they're monitoring social media, because there are frequently social media clues that a lot of these people, in retrospect, after they do something terrible, are found to have left, that if, you know, if only someone had known about it, maybe they could have done something. How this works, I don't know. It's been in place in about 10 school districts in West Texas, and the governor would like to expand that to the rest of the state. And then finally, he proposed one thing that a lot of Texans probably were surprised about, and that is he's going to ask the legislature to consider gun violence restraining orders, or so-called red flag law. And what that means, for people familiar,
yes, I
exactly,
am.
Is relatives, friends, coworkers can petition the court to have a gun owner's firearms confiscated if they believe that that person is a danger to himself or others around him. That sounds like a good idea, but the devil is always in the details, and the problem is you can get vindictive ex-wives and husbands who put in false reports. But one of the bigger problems is the due process aspect of these laws. They're in place in a few other states. First among them was California. And the problem is that the court meets without the individual knowing about it and issues an order to confiscate the guns. And it's only afterward that the gun owner can then make his case in front of the court to try to get his firearms returned. So you can see the problem there in terms of due process.
Oh, yeah.
In other words, there isn't any.
Yeah. isn't that sort of odd for Abbott to? I mean, I know that supposed pundits out there like Ben Shapiro, David French, some of these others, supposed Fritos, are, you know, supposedly conservative people. They are. They have looked at these and they think it's a smoking hot idea because at first glance it sounds. It sounds, I guess, reasonable to somebody. Don't you want to keep this from happening? But it's really Minority Report, isn't it?
It kind of is, because I don't know how you know what's going on in someone's mind. Somebody could be just generally depressed. They could be having a bad day. And if a friend knows that this person happens to own a handgun and leaps to some strange conclusion about that,
right?
They could somehow, you know, ask a court to grab that person's gun when they have absolutely no intention of doing anything illegal or dangerous with them. You're right. How do you know? You just don't. It always sounds like a good idea to intervene in the case of someone who's mentally ill or could be, in fact, a danger to himself. But again, the devil is in the details. You just don't know who those people are, and it's especially scary when you don't have the right to make your case until your guns are already gone.
Well, I mean, and you know, isn't it the case that most people that are mentally ill are not violent?
No,
the overwhelming majority of them are not violent. They just
depending on those surveys you read or the statistical numbers you read, somewhere between 15 to 20% of the country has some form of mental illness, and that can be anything from mild depression to full-on schizophrenia. Where do you draw the line? Is someone who's mildly depressed, should that person not have the right to own a firearm and protect him or herself?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I keep thinking about somebody who's been married to somebody for 60 years, and one day that spouse dies, and he goes to his doctor and says, you know, my spouse died, and I'm having trouble sleeping. Could you give me something to sleep? I'm a little depressed. Is that full-on mental illness, or is that what's the path back? That's always the thing that nobody's able to answer for me, is what is the path back? But
yeah,
that's all beside the point. I was a little surprised to see that coming out of Abbott's corner, but these guys are—they're not really all that savvy. But we're coming up on the next break. If we need to expand on that a little bit, if you want to, we can. If not, we can move on, because this is the recap according to The Truth About Guns. My guest this hour is Dan Zimmerman, the managing editor, the new managing editor of The Truth About Guns, and we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump said the June 12th meeting between himself and Kim Jong-un in Singapore is on. The president spoke earlier today from the White House.
Don't forget, this was a meeting where a letter was given to me by Kim Jong-un, and that letter was a very nice letter. Oh, would you like to see what was in that letter? Would you like? How much?
The White House did confirm that President Trump did read the letter a short time ago. Last week, many news organizations ran with the story that the Border Patrol Union had slammed the National Guard deployment of troops on the border as wasteful. Art DeQueto is the National Border Patrol spokesman. He explains really what was said.
We believe that the president is doing the right thing. However, there's maybe a lot of individuals underneath the president that were still here during the Obama administration that are not on the same page. We never slammed the president. We never went against what the president was saying.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry, I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Yep. And this is also this hour is also the recap of what happened this week at the Truth About Guns with Dan Zimmerman. So do you want to expand a little bit more on Texas, or are we ready to move on?
Oh, I think we're ready to move on. I think one thing that was interesting to note, though, was there was a poll done by Quinnipiac about a week after the Santa Fe shooting in Texas.
Right.
And it found that support for gun control, stiffer gun control laws in the state, had actually fallen after the Santa Fe shooting. Before, it was about 55% back in April, a week after the shooting. It had fallen to 49%, and people who oppose stiffer gun control laws actually increased from 41 to 45%.
Does Abbott, as governor, does he actually hear that? Does he listen to that and respond to that?
I'm sure he does. He's a politician, and they always respond and pay attention to polls. And the fact that he proposed red flag laws and threw it in the hands of the legislature, which I'm sure they really appreciate, allows him to say, look, I did something. I can't enact these things, but I'm asking the legislature to at least consider it. And the Texas legislature, being in solid GOP hands, and it's being staunchly pro-gun,
right,
it's been, is not likely to do anything with that. He knows that. But
okay,
he can at least hold that up and say, this is what I did.
Well, I threw it out there, and they considered it, and they said no. Sorry, moving on. Is that that's what you think is going to go?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. So.
Well, that's
and so that's I think that's where we are in terms of Texas gun laws. I don't think you're going to see many things change. Other in terms of the legislature, I think that we're going to see some real things change in terms of school security, which can only be a good thing.
Yep. So, moving on then.
We had some video released this week that was found on the phone of the Parkland school shooter. And this kid obviously had planned what he was doing for a long time, and it became very clear what his motivation was. He wanted to be known. He said in the video, quote unquote, "When you see me, you'll know who I am. I hate everyone and everything. And with the power of my AR, you will know who I am." This broken, narcissistic, nihilistic creature wanted nothing but to kill as many people as he could. His goal was 20 people. Unfortunately, he didn't get that far. And he wanted to get his name in the paper, basically.
Right.
And he succeeded. So, it was nauseating to listen to and to watch, but I think it's instructive. I think you have to see these things to understand what motivates these people. There was an interesting article in Hot Air by John Sexton that we noted, and he and a couple of other people have called what these shootings are a slow motion riot. And they trace it all the way back to Columbine, which is interesting because the Santa Fe shooter had a lot of the same calling cards as the Columbine
right.
shooters did.
Right.
He had the black trench coat. He had the same similar kinds of firearms. And like the Columbine people, the Columbine was originally intended as a school bombing.
Right.
They only shot people when their bombs failed. Same thing in Santa Fe. But they talked to a Stanford sociologist, and Malcolm Gladwell, the New Yorker of all places, agreed that this thing has created what they call a social script that a lot of these kids, these empty kids with who knows what kinds of backgrounds, some of them very good backgrounds, but very little in their lives, that the social script that these kids have followed. And as Gladwell said, very interestingly, he said that gun control is a fantasy in terms of stopping these things. He said these school shootings are not an inevitable consequence of having a lot of guns. He said that basically these things are, he called it a powerful social contagion.
Right.
An adolescent cultural pathology that just uses guns as tools to extend their reach. That isn't terribly good news, because the question then is, what do you do about that? And people on our side of things have been saying for a long time, all you can do is harden schools, make them more secure, make people there who can respond when something like that happens. You can't wait for police to arrive.
Right.
Sometimes even if people police are there, they won't do anything, as unfortunately we saw in Parkland. But if you have teachers and you have staff members who are at least armed and can respond, you can limit it when these things inevitably happen.
I think, based upon what you're telling me, we'd have to do a lot of reverse social engineering. Go back to the old days.
I don't know that we're equipped to do that. I don't know if we want to do that. I don't know if you can turn things back. As a number of people have pointed out, this country's been awash in guns for 100 years.
Sure.
And we never used to have school shootings.
Right.
Things have changed. Some people trace it back in part to the effects of social media on some of these
broken adolescence. Some people blame video games. I'm not sure that I agree with that.
We seem to have an attitude, you know, looking at YouTube, there's whole channels out there of dash cams where people out there driving their car just lose their mind. And we had cars when I was a kid, too, and I never saw some of the stuff that you see happening out there. And now it's socially acceptable to jump out and get somebody's face and slap him, hit him, you know, get violent with him if you want to. And, you know, it's not surprising that guns come into play with that, too. So,
yeah, I'm not a sociologist, so I'm not equipped to diagnose those people either. But you're right. That kind of thing didn't happen very often in the past and does seem to happen a lot more now.
Yeah, that, but like I said, I mean, you know, the AR-15 was around when I was a kid, and that was back during, you know, there were a lot of assassinations happening during the 60s, and we didn't have anything, any sort of retaliatory things happening then. We had the Summer of Love, we had the 70s and everything else, and we didn't have any of this kind of stuff, and, you know, just looking at those times and saying, well, how come we didn't? I think that's a pretty good question, but I think it probably has to do with who's young now and what they have been allowed to have and do and everything else. But the Truth About Guns, you can find them at thetruthaboutguns.com. They publish, seems like, 10, 15 articles a day with a stable of writers that are all top-notch, John Bach, Jen Jakes, Nan Zimmerman. I can't remember them all, but they have a few. They publish Dean stuff and all this other stuff. So you should go give them a look because this is up-to-date stuff. And then on Friday, when everybody's cards line up right and when I, you know, wear the right clothes during the day and everything, we get to recap it here with Dan Zimmerman, which is always some fun stuff. Although I need to get some of your writers to come on, too.
I'll be happy to.
Okay. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Interested in trading as a way to generate extra monthly income? Listen up. Before you sign up for some garbage program or awkward in-person seminar, you really need to hear about the online trader program that everyone's talking about. This is the program that allows you to get your account funded with someone else's money. That's right. Apiary Fund will gladly put up to $100,000 of their money into your trading account. And the best part? You get to keep 85% of the profits without putting in a dime of your own money. Apiary Fund and this program are growing like crazy. If you're looking for a way to generate extra income every month and finally learn how to win trades like the pros, just call 800-342-2968. Leave your email address on our voicemail and we will send you all the exciting details of how to trade Apiary Fund's money and not your own. Call 800-342-2968. And again, just leave your email on our voicemail to get your free report on how you can trade someone else's money. Call 800-342-2968. That's 800-342-2968.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. We are talking to Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns, doing a recap on the week. One more time down the road we go in this hour with Dan. Finishing up the week, what is the thing that you'd like to rehash, Dan?
Well, there's a couple. There's a story from Volusia County, Florida. A little 14-year-old tyke was sitting in middle school and thought nothing could be better than to call in a false school shooting report.
Oh.
The kid had even filmed taken some video of running feet and put that up somewhere on social media to make it look more realistic.
Right.
He called that in and was arrested. Maybe the more interesting thing about this is he was the 30th kid in Volusia County to be arrested for making a false shooting report since Parkland. This seems to be a thing. No longer are they eating Tide Pods. No longer are they snorting condoms.
Mm.
Fake school shooting reports seem to be the thing to do if you're a kid in Florida these days.
My, from what I understand on that guy, there were a lot of people on social media talking about that one kid. You're talking about how he was going to use that for views on YouTube, except it turned out he didn't have a YouTube channel.
No, I didn't even know that.
So I don't know how that would have played, but shooting video for that is something. It does sound like a Tide Pod Challenge sort of thing.
Yeah, it does. Except
when you take certain things, yeah. Well, I don't know if the Tide Pod Challenge is or is not illegal, but it probably ought to be.
Yeah, I can't imagine that tastes terribly good. And snorting condoms, there's all kinds of ways that could go wrong. So.
You know, what year did you graduate from high school, Dan?
1978.
So 1 year before me. So I don't remember us doing, you know, what I did that was utterly scandalous was I would go and buy an 8-pack of Miller Ponies when I was 17.
Goodness.
Yeah.
What did you do with those?
I would drink those. I would drink them. And because I didn't know any better, I would think, well, Miller High Life, this is the way to go. But it turned out, of course, we never, ever, ever did anything like this. And I mean, it just, This whole social media society that we live in today, they do some crazy, I witness a lot of crazy stuff that they do on YouTube. I thought the ALS challenge was, about as crazy as it got. And boy, I was just wrong altogether, wasn't I?
The ice bucket, yeah. That was great. It was for a good cause.
Sure, sure.
I had fun doing it. Some of them did in creative ways. There's some one person who filled a tarp with ice water, put it above his head, and dropped, I don't know, 50 gallons worth of ice water all over himself. And that was great because, again, it was, who doesn't want to help cure ALS?
Sure.
This, however, is a little different. They're doing this for fame and glory.
If that's what you call it.
Well, I think that's what they think it is anyway until they end up in juvenile detention.
I'm still waiting on how do you explain? Well, I guess if they have to take him to the hospital over that or something, I guess they just say Tide Pod Challenge, condom sorting
exactly.
Challenge. Okay, I know exactly what you're talking about. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, pump his stomach.
So that part just absolutely murders me to think about it. But what is the other one? I can't wait for what the other one is now.
Well, I don't know if you heard, but a few weeks ago, some University of Nebraska at Lincoln professors came to D.C. and protested outside Chris Cox's house.
Those gals.
And one of them threw fake blood on his house.
Right.
And was arrested for it.
Right.
At the same time, somebody created a fake website for his wife's business. She's an interior designer or something like that. Which, of course, is illegal as well, and tried to basically tortious interference or that kind of thing. But this person, Patricia Hill, a sociology professor, was found guilty, was fined $500, and ordered to stay away from Mr. Cox's house. It's one thing to protest outside. That may be annoying, but it's perfectly legal. Everybody has that First Amendment right. But vandalizing a house isn't legal. And she'd apparently have been told before to stay away, and now there's another court order. And she's apparently suspected of vandalizing some other property as well. Could be the NRA itself, because they were there as well. And they both now have restraining orders and are asked to keep a certain distance away from both properties.
Aren't they from like North Dakota or South Dakota or something like that?
Nebraska. Nebraska.
So it's not like they're accidentally throwing their fake blood at the wrong location. But this is very targeted.
No.
I read that the attorney did not like the idea of them being restricted from going anywhere near Chris Cox's house. Which, when you live in Nebraska, I would be thinking, that sounds like a pretty easy thing to not do.
No, it's a very easy thing to not do. Now, obviously, there's a sidewalk in front of his house. I assume it's legal to protest on a sidewalk. Again, everybody has First Amendment rights, and holding up a sign and protesting is one thing. But when you throw red paint or whatever it was she threw on his house, that's vandalism. That's
right.
A whole another thing. That's breaking the law. So once you do that, that's how you lose your right to be in front of his house, to either walk in front or protest or whatever else the other people were peacefully doing. But yeah, it was no accident. These people traveled halfway across the country just to do this.
Kind of if I had the time to do it, kind of makes me want to get a group of people and go to Nebraska and protest in front of their houses and see how they would like that.
Lower yourself to that level.
I'm not going to throw anything on their front porch or anything. I think it would enrage them just to,
Oh, I have a feeling it would.
For them to see what's good for the goose is what's good for the gander. And
exactly.
I don't think I'd have to throw anything. I could just be standing there with, a pro-gun sign out front, not really doing anything, just standing there staring at the house, and I'm sure they would pop out and
lose their mind. Yeah, I don't know if open carry is legal in Nebraska, but that might be an interesting aspect, too. I know Cox's children were home when the woman did this, and they were scared, obviously, someone throwing things at their house. It's just ridiculous.
That part of it is, for me, I look at children as being sort of off limits. I mean, kids are not they don't make a conscious choice to be a part of anybody's life or any of that other stuff. And knowing that, that sort of tells me they should be off limits. But, you know, that's all beside the point, I guess. Yeah, that's all beside the point, I guess, with an anti-gunner when they're out there. I read that they really want to be much more involved and much more radical in their protests.
That's exactly what they want. They see this as saving lives and that anything is within bounds because the NRA is they've got blood on their hands. They are Nazis. They are shills for the gun companies. And anything they can do to expose that, in their mind, saves lives.
Yeah. Did you see where David Hogg is actually saving lives right now?
Publix was the last thing I saw. I hear he's thinking about going after FedEx. Is that what we're talking about?
Well, no, he protested Publix, and he got them to stop giving out donations. And some of the money they were giving out was to the YWCA, which funds Planned Parenthood.
Correct. And they're also, I believe, anti-gun as well.
Yeah, and the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence.
Exactly. Yeah, Publix basically spread their money around very evenly to all kinds of causes on all across the political spectrum.
Like any other business does.
Yeah, yeah. Well, most of them. And Mr. Hogg succeeded in getting them to stop all of that.
So he actually is saving lives.
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
He also got very upset because people were, you know, they were having their die-in in front of the yogurt, and people were just walking around them and over them too. And that's probably because, you know, dead bodies don't normally care what's walking around them.
And no, and when you need yogurt, you need yogurt. So
yeah.
Why not step over them?
Some inconvenient dead body, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah. Thank you for joining me, sir. We will do it again next week. All right.
I'll be here.
Thank later. You. Yes, sir. Coming up next, we got the weaponized woman. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line. The design for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.